A government food program is not working the way it should. An update on the case of a Norman bakery owner who died in jail. And Tulsa will soon have a new option for people experiencing homelessness. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, September 12th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A USDA decision is causing food shortages for tribal and elderly communities nationwide. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports how the Chickasaw Nation in Oklahoma is being affected.
Tribes previously counted on the food distribution program on Indian reservations to serve their income-eligible families, but a USDA change consolidated services to one national vendor and one national warehouse, prompting three tribal leaders to address the House Agricultural and Appropriations Committees. Marty Wofford is the Undersecretary of Support and Programs for the Chickasaw Nation.
Since April, we have received 24 trucks. 33% of those trucks have had an issue.
For example,
August 14th, the cheese had expired in December of 2023.
Because of delivery delays, many items are out of stock, causing tribal nations to find alternative ways to feed their citizens. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Attorneys have filed an amended complaint in the wrongful death lawsuit for a Norman woman who died in jail. The move is in response to a U.S. District Judge's decision to dismiss the case of bakery owner Shannon Hanchett. KGOU's Hannah France has this update.
While the original lawsuit was based on Hanchett's medical records, the amended complaint references closed-circuit video footage that has not been released to the public. The footage allegedly shows Hanchett locked in a processing cell with no sink, toilet, or bed for a period of several days while jail staff neglected her. Hanchett was arrested and brought to the jail in November of 2022 on complaint of obstruction and false reporting over a week before her death. The lawsuit says she was experiencing acute psychosis upon arrival at the jail and suffered severe dehydration during her time in custody. This comes as Turnkey Health Clinics, the Cleveland County Jail's healthcare provider and one of the defendants in the lawsuit, announced it is terminating its contract with the Oklahoma County Jail, citing insufficient security personnel on the part of the jail. I'm Hannah France.
A new report from Oklahoma City television station Fox 25 details dozens of taxpayer-funded trips made by State Superintendent Ryan Walters and his staff. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports at least $27,000 has been spent since spring of 2023.
Through open records requests, Fox 25 found the money was spent on airfare, car rentals, meals, and hotels for Walters and top OSDE staff like Chief Advisor Matt Langston, former Chief of Staff Jenna Thomas, and Communications Director Dan Isett. One trip to Washington, D.C. cost more than $5,000. Walters and staff met with leaders of the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, which is behind Project 2025. Other trips included national media appearances and speaking engagements at conservative summits. Last year, Governor Kevin Stitt extended a moratorium on all taxpayer-funded, non-essential out-of-state travel for state employees. Fox 25 reports travel documents from OSDE listed the travel as essential because it was, quote, critical to the performance of core agency functions. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A residential care center for people experiencing homelessness is set to open by the end of the year in North Tulsa. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports the city's Board of Adjustment approved the center this week.
Along North Park Road in North Tulsa, a large vacant building was once used for a nursing home and a residential center. It's been empty for about 10 years. Following the 3-0 vote from the Board of Adjustment, the City of Tulsa will start converting the building into a residential care center. The center will be designed to promote short-term housing and wraparound services to homeless people. It's targeted at serving those with acute needs. Several neighborhood property owners voiced their opposition during the meeting, citing safety concerns. Chairman Austin Bond says the center's location, quote, pleases no one, but the problem of homelessness can't be ignored any longer. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.